Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Joe Woolworth. I produce the Making Smart Decisions podcast with Josh Dorado. I'm here today with Josh Dorado and David Morgan, the founders of the Amplify program that we are going to learn about today. So let's get started, guys. Josh, tell me a little bit about Amplify.
So Amplify is a program that we created, and our slogan is your immediate and sustainable giving strategy.
Great. So you guys are going to work with individuals to help nonprofits by helping individuals give more money to nonprofits, basically.
That is correct. Our end goal is to get more money to the nonprofits for today and in the future, hence our immediate and sustainable giving strategy.
How did you guys come up with this idea? Like, what was the logic behind partnering up on this?
I've been in the nonprofit space for a while, and one of the problems I think this solves is everyone's going after more followers. It's really about quantity, and that can make you look good, but a lot of nonprofits have a problem getting to the depth and connecting to givers how they'd like. And so I think this can do that. It offers a tool to say, yeah, we'd love for you to, for example, buy our coffee, but what if you can connect with us on a deeper way, even a generational way? And so I think this removes an obstacle in being able to do that.
And David, you have experience in the nonprofit world.
Yeah. Around 2013, my wife and I, we founded Love Abounds. And just really briefly, so we do village development in Zambia. That looks like a clean water. Right now we have two homes for abandoned children, and we have a women's empowerment project that teaches women to be entrepreneurs themselves by farming chickens. That, and then also really quick, Chikandi Coffee is a coffee company that we started that funds all of that, or helps fund all of that. So we've been in the space for a while and we really enjoy it. I love entrepreneurship in all its forms.
Yeah, I like that. You guys obviously are passionate about people giving to nonprofits because of the impact that it can make on people. So now you're forming this Amplify program to help people be better equipped givers. So tell me about the strategies on how you guys are going to help people amplify their giving.
So I'd like to touch on just two examples of two topics of two strategies we can use. And these strategies really came to light because, as David mentioned, he's been in this space or working as a director of a nonprofit and working with nonprofits for a long period of time. I've been working with nonprofits and specifically a number of churches for the past 22 years to help with giving. And the same problem came up over and over again, where there's some legacy giving where people wanted to give a family gift when someone passed away. However, all nonprofits need operating capital now. They need money now. It helps them forward their mission, not just necessarily in 20 or 30 years. Over the past 20 years, we see the same problems over and over again. And Dave and I thought, you know what, there has to be a better way. And what if we came up with a formalized program to help the nonprofits and to put together a nice structure for their giving? And that's where we originally came up with Amplify. So two examples I want to discuss. One helps to amplify the current gifts. The other one helps to amplify future gifts. And there are a number of different planning strategies we can utilize, but here are two very popular ones. The first one is called the donor advised fund. What this allows the person to do, this is the person donating the money. They can donate virtually an unlimited amount of money into a donor advised fund. Now, the donor advised fund sounds technical, sounds nice. The platform I use, they have actually branded it as the giving fund. And I think that's a more accurate description. The person, the donor, can donate virtually an unlimited amount of money into the fund, and they receive a tax break on the entire amount that they contribute to the fund. Now, it says fund, it's not one mutual fund. It's actually set up as a brokerage account, and they have control over managing and working with a professional to manage the investments in the brokerage account and to grow it. And from there, they determine which qualified 501c3 charities will receive some of that money. And if they're having a great year, they can donate more. If they're having a down year, they can donate less. They can donate to one charity. They can donate to multiple charities. You have total control over it. But the donor receives benefit because they get a huge tax break. They can manage the money. And we also encourage them to turn it into a legacy play. Involve the children. If they're older, involve the grandchildren. Get them involved. So that way they're getting in the habit of donating, and it enriches their souls. And it's a great family thing as well as the actual dollars. And then when the original people pass away, they can even leave it to the family, and the family can continue to manage it and donate to the charities. And you can create a great legacy. But what's great is you're managing the money, you're growing the money, but you're giving it now. So you can see what's happening. You can see the fruits of your labor and the fruits of your donations with the nonprofit. And the nonprofit benefits because instead of waiting for the person to eventually pass away to receive the gift, you're getting more money now. And if that person was going to donate a set amount of money, now they're getting a tax break on that money, which allows them to donate even more money if they want to kick in some of those tax savings. And it's invested. So that gift can really start to snowball year after year and create a perpetual gift. So the donor advised fund / giving fund is a great strategy where everyone benefits now instead of necessarily in the future.
From a nonprofit perspective, I think a lot of times donors can feel like it's really risky to give a big gift. And that makes sense. So what you want is somebody who has the expertise of having done this before, the financial aspect, the estate planning aspect, to be able to say, yeah, you're in safe hands. This is what we can do in a very predictable way. It's not give the nonprofit a large sum and we're not sure what's going to happen with it. I think nonprofits are really leaving a lot of money on the table just because there's no program to just guide and answer questions from this perspective. Nonprofits are just overworked, underpaid, and I think what's daunting to them is doing a whole nother campaign just to raise more money from the same people that usually give them money. So that's an obstacle they're trying to overcome. What's beautiful about this is we don't have to be a part of some giant campaign that takes a lot of energy and money. We are just asking people, is this a strategy? Is this a tool that could help you? And if so, that can make a huge impact with very little time and energy spent from the nonprofit.
I fully agree. And what you're saying is it's not that you're reaching out to your members or the people who donate for another ask of more money. Instead, you're empowering them and giving them that tool that you said, but you're empowering them and giving them that tool to show how they can give more money.
Exactly.
Yeah, when you guys are describing it, I've never heard of anything where you got a financial advisor and an attorney who focuses on estate planning coming together saying, guys, we want to help you figure out how to maximize your impact with your giving. I've also never heard of some of these strategies that you're talking about. One of the questions that I had that I'm just curious right about, is this for like super wealthy people? Is this for people that have millions?
Definitely not. I'll let Josh speak to it, but I think this is very approachable for all different size nonprofits and donors.
I fully agree. And if your question is, if for people that have $1 million to donate or is it for people that have $100 to donate, my answer would be yes. We have enough strategies and all the strategies are scalable that they can work for virtually anyone at any level.
So if you're planning on giving regularly to organizations that you're passionate about, this could be something that could really help you amplify your gift.
Absolutely. This will dovetail in and allow you to give a bigger, better gift and a more sustainable gift as well.
So you're talking about giving funds. What's another strategy?
So the donor advised fund, aka the giving fund, is while we're still active now, we want to donate on an ongoing basis. The other most popular giving strategy is to leave something to a nonprofit once we pass away. Now, one of the major obstacles when it comes to that is people also want to leave something to their family when they pass away. And they're very concerned because oftentimes there are limited funds and people generally tend to want to take care of their family before the nonprofit, before the charity. And they don't want to say, okay, I'm going to donate this money to the charity and disinherit their family. So we came up with a strategy that we have coined the split inheritance strategy. So using some different financial tools and some different estate planning techniques, we are able to take a set amount of money and again, amplify that gift so the donor can leave a substantial amount of money to their family and leave a substantial amount of money to the charity at the same time. So no one is left out. Both parties get a good sum of money. And while working with two professionals like David and myself, chances are we can show you techniques where you would already be able to give more money to your family than you thought you're going to be able to in the beginning and also leave a gift to the charity simultaneously. That's why we're calling it the split inheritance strategy, where you can benefit a larger number of people or causes.
And from an estate planning perspective, I think this is really a classic example. Someone will tell me, okay, I want to leave $25,000 to X nonprofit. Since it's completely unpredictable what the exact size of your estate is going to be, I have to tell them, hey, that's risky. What if there's only $30,000 in your estate? You're disinheriting your family. But with this, we can predict how much is going to be in these accounts. And so we're taking away that risk. There's no way we're going to disinherit the family.
It doesn't have to be one or the other. And like you're saying, even involve those family members in that process with you and pass on a legacy of giving and making an impact, which is really cool.
Absolutely.
So how do people get in contact with Amplify?
So to hear more about the Amplify program, Dave and I have put aside time on our schedules, and you can go to, in the show notes, there will be a link to Calendly, and you can go in there and schedule a follow-up 15 to 20 minute phone call with David and myself. We can answer all of your questions, do a little bit of a deeper dive, and explain how it can actually help and benefit your nonprofit. And from there, the next action step after we have that discussion is, if you like what you hear and you think it's a good program and your charity could benefit from it, we would then roll out the full version of it to the members and anyone interested in donating.
Completely free of cost to the nonprofit.
Awesome. Yes. So if you're working at a nonprofit or you're an individual that represents a nonprofit and you want to help your people amplify your giving, go ahead and click that Calendly link, find out more.
I would say, in addition to clicking the Calendly link, you can also send us an email. Josh@JT Financial Group Works. And also, if you're finding this podcast based on our landing page on the website, there are links there as well to the email. You can email us or click on the Calendly link to set up your free 20-minute consultation with David and I. We can answer all of your questions, do a little bit of a deeper dive, and show you how this could potentially add value to your organization.
We look forward to talking to you.